The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Good evening, this is John Batchelor. The show tonight begins in Pakistan, asking Hussain Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, about the warning said to be from India to Pakistan, don't get involved in Iran. The ambassador finds it credible. At the same time, Pakistan sides with Iran. This is a puzzle because the Baluch, a subset of Pakistan bordering on Iran, has been responsible for terror attacks in Iran over the years and was a source of an exchange of missiles earlier in this year or last year. I can't recall exactly the date. I think it was earlier, 25. However, right now, the attack in Iran is pressed and Pakistan is staying back. India watching closely. Minnesota, Bill Raggio joins to talk about the domestic terror political violence in Minnesota. Not the profile of Al-Qaeda, but the profile of a killer, a shooter. No reason to put together his motives. The political violence is obvious. And this so much resembles terror activities we've had these last years. Bill makes a distinction, however. Some are educated to commit terror. Others educate themselves. It's not clear about the alleged shooter here. I just mentioned domestic terror doesn't all spring from a political motive. There are other motives that turn into a political motive because we impose it afterwards. Right now, much of the reporting about Minnesota says it's a political motivation. We shall see. The capture of the alleged shooter may lead to more answers. The challenge of Fordo, David Daoud joins from Bill Raggio of the FDD. Fordo is very deep and hardened and unlikely to be penetrated by the Israeli Air Force. However, there are methods and David Daoud outlines some of them. Also, Gaza, we talk about Gaza and how quiet they're staying, but no dealing with hostages. We talk about Hezbollah and how quiet they're staying, no special offensive to support their sponsors in Iran. Moving on to Malcolm Honlein to report, despite the FT claiming in these last hours that Iran did not have a weapons program for its enriched uranium, Malcolm counters that with facts. It did have a weapons program, and the scientists who were KIA after the first strikes were part of the weapons program. Iran wants a bomb, and if the regime resigns, it survives, the possibility is raised that it will race to make a weapon. Also, we talk about Qatar and Saudi Arabia being approached by Iran to broker talks with the U.S. to oblige Israel to obey a ceasefire. Iran wants to talk, and it's going through its representatives in Riyadh and Doha. Perhaps. Everything is fog of war. Malcolm also talks about the situation in sanctions. But the real sanctions regime is left to John Hardy of the FDD. That's about Ukraine. Mr. Zelensky is attending the G7 meeting. He wants 500% tariff on states doing business with Russia. There is a bill in the U.S. Senate that matches that ambition. The president has asked the Senate to wait, not pass it, but there are 82 signatories. If the president tried to stop it in any fashion, like a veto, it would be overridden, is the presumption. Sanctioning 500% would shut down much of the client and customer base for Russian oil and energy products. We also talk about sanctioning the shadow fleet. John Hardy mentions that the EU is looking at it to close it down. The EU is about to move the price cap from 60 to 45, further damaging Russia's economy, giving him a motive to quit the war or negotiate in some fashion that isn't maximum demand. Al-Shara and the Iraq and Iran threat. Ahmad Shirari joins with Bill Raggio from FDD. The self-named president of Syria is marked man by the militias of Iraq for his conduct as an Al-Qaeda member in the occupation, the Al-Qaeda-ISIS occupation of Iraq in the early decade, in the first decade of the 21st century. He has enemies. One of them is Kataib Hezbollah, very capable Iraqi militia, very capable. John Husey joins of the National Institute for Deterrent Studies to look at Golden Dome and how it changes the calculation for the People's Republic of China and Russia preparing their strategic weapons. The Golden Dome changes all of their calculations about how to use leverage on the United States, mentioning your nuclear weapon-capable missiles, your nuclear-capable bombers, and your submarine fleet. We also talked with Blaine Holt about the IAF's attacks on Parchin, on Natanz, and its continuing attacks on the very deep Fordo. What can be done if you can't reach the hardened site below? And Blaine outlined some of the possibilities. Later on, conversation with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, about Lula da Silva and the Iranian warships that called in Rio in 2023. Recall that? Well, Lula's now in a situation where he's linked to Iran, but the war in Iran right now, it means that Lula has said very little, and we can expect more. We also talk about Lula da Silva's jailing as a recipient of the cash of the so-called car chase. Well, the men behind that are back in the news. It's a JBS. It's a beef exporter. Huge. Started as a butcher shop in Brazil and is now global. Well, they're restored. Lula's restored. But the corruption in the government has not been solved, according to Ernesto's report. And finally, Brendan Weikert joins, updating his 2022 book, The Shadow War, Iran's Quest for Supremacy. He mentions, fetchingly, Mr. Netanyahu has spoken of the Shah's son, who's been in the United States many decades, as a possible new government, the monarchy to be restored in Tehran, in the event the Ayatollah's cult flees or is no longer able to rule. Thinking of the post-war period is wise because the U.S. was not successful in post-war Afghanistan and post-war Iraq. Will Israel be successful in post-war Iran if it comes? There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. A lot of war fighting, lots of war fighting. That is the news. And podcasts of this and all of the episodes in tonight's show are available at my Substack page, John Batchelor at Substack, in addition at Apple Podcasts. The advantage of the Substack is it also has video of my interviews with authors over the months and years of the show at the Substack page for John Batchelor. Thank you for listening. Good night.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.